In a nationally televised announcement, Prime Minister Hamdok named 20 new ministers, including Darfur rebel leader Jibril Ibrahim as finance minister. The new foreign affairs minister will be Maryam As-Sadiq Al-Mahdi, the leader of the Popular Ummah Party and daughter of former Prime Minister. Khalid Omar from the Sudanese Congress Party was named Minister for Cabinet Affairs. Hamdok also maintained 6 members of his previous cabinet, Justice Minister Nasruddin Abdul Bari, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Yasir Abbas, Religious Affairs Minister Nasruddin Mufarrah, Defense Minister Yasin Ibrahim, Interior Minister Izzeddine Sheikh, and Higher Education Minister Professor Intisar Sighirun. A Minister for General Education is yet to be appointed due to what Hamdok described as further consultations, but said the position will be filled soon. Hamdok called new cabinet inclusive, saying it represents all parties who took part in the Juba peace deal.
This cabinet came as a result of a political consensus after a long period of discussions that took months, as we were concerned about how to preserve this country from collapse. As you have been observing in our region, there are a lot of conflicts and challenges. Many countries have collapsed within the past few years, and as Sudanese, we should not follow their footsteps in our country.
Hamdok says, over the past 1.5 years, his government was able to reform Sudanese laws and restore freedom across the country. He noted the transitional government signed a peace deal with the armed opposition groups and made it possible to remove Sudan from the U.S. list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Journalist and political analyst Abdul Hamid Awad, who works for the Qatar-based Arabic newspaper Al Arab Al Jadid, says, despite those achievements, the new government faces many obstacles as the country struggles to repair its economy.
There is no doubt that the new government is going to face a lot of economic, security, and social complications. And they need to face these challenges with resilience and hard work, which requires huge financial support from the international community, beside building up a true national unity of our people.
Howard says he believes restoring the country's economy and improving people's livelihood, security and welfare should be at the top of the new government's agenda. He says citizens have yet to see the fruits of the revolution.
Prices of basic commodities such as vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar, and meat are now very high in Sudanese markets. This is a big problem. There are also serious shortages in bread and fuel. The new government needs to focus on these issues.
Khartoum resident Amira Saleh welcomes the new cabinet and expects Sudan's economy to improve under the new leadership.
We have a lot of national resources in Sudan, and if they are utilized in a good way, it will increase our local production and our economy will improve. Let them also encourage foreign investors to come and invest in our resources, and that way our local currency will get strong.
Shortly after Hamdok's announcement, Sudan Sovereign Council, headed by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, held an extraordinary session and endorsed the newly appointed ministers. The newly appointed ministers are expected to be sworn in tomorrow afternoon. During Hamdok's announcement, demonstrators took to the streets in many states across Sudan, demanding better living conditions. Local authorities in Al-Ubaid town of North Kordofan and Al-Fashir of North Darfur have shut down schools and imposed curfews in the two areas. Other protests were reported today in Port Sudan and Niala town of South Darfur against higher prices and poor living conditions. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.